The worst part was jumping into the cold pool. The first lap was by far the hardest. Thank you for calling Growth Instigator Hotline, where we instigate growth one call at a time, where we utilize antiquated technology to deliver 3-minute leadership lessons every day of the week. This is message number 43, and I am Aaron Havens. At one point in my life, I was training for a half marathon. The swimming part scared me the most. I swam and trained a lot because, well, I wanted to make sure I didn't, well, drown. 1.2 miles is 40 laps in a Olympic-sized pool. This took me about 40 to 50 minutes to complete. Again, I said complete, not compete. I was just trying to complete this half marathon. I usually swam first thing in the morning. I was warm and not awake, and the hardest part was jumping in the cold pool and swimming that first lap. Then I would just put my head down and turn lap over lap over lap, and at some points I would just kind of disappear in thought. I would sing in my head, I would think, I would pray, and at one time I actually started crying. Alone in the pool, no phone, no distraction, just the water and me. I would call this my medicinal activity. SwimmingWorldMagazine.com says this: the swimming high is a feeling of euphoria, excitement, and enjoyment that some people experience after swimming. This high is due to the release of endorphins, which are brain chemicals that can also reduce pain perception. Endorphins can also increase positivity, happiness, and well-being, and may help treat stress. Yes. This was a medicinal activity for me. This made me a healthier version of me. These days, I'm not swimming as often or as long. I have other medicinal activities that round me out and contribute to my clear thinking, deeper breathing, and an overall healthier and happier version of me. So, my friends, what activities do you have that round you out? Reading, cleaning, working, molding, painting, music, pickleball, movies, sleeping, smoking a cigar, riding bikes, meditating, working out, starting a business, learning, planting, gaming, and on it could go. So here's some questions to reflect on. What is your medicinal activity? What is something that has helped you be a better person? Do you participate in that activity daily? And how can you prioritize this important part of your success plan? Thank you for calling in today. Tune in tomorrow for a fresh new topic. At the sound of the beep, what is your go-to medicinal activity?